This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We are much more worried about politics these days than we are about the economy, although the economy is not off the radar. That's from a poll taken between Thanksgiving and Christmas by a unit of our parent company called APM Research Labs in association with academic researchers. The poll was in search of hope versus worry. With more on this mood of the nation is Eric Plutzer, a professor of political science at Penn State. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here, David.
A majority of Americans said they were extremely worried about where the country's headed, and hope in the future was not in large supply in this survey. Were you surprised?
I don't think we were surprised by the levels, but I do think we were surprised by the types of things that Americans told us they were worried about.
Well, COVID, of course, but what about hope or worry about the economy, given super-duper low unemployment at the point that you were checking?
Yeah, people are not very concerned about jobs, they're not very concerned about unemployment, but they are very concerned about prices, inflation, and so overall, the economy was the main policy area that concerned Americans.
But it was interesting, I was looking at your data, the economy didn't rank all that high, just as a general subject. People are worried about other things.
Yes, we were very surprised. People are certainly concerned about COVID. They're concerned about the economy. They're concerned about international affairs. But they view keeping their power, if they're Democrats, or getting their power back as Republicans as their main concern.
I could just imagine, Professor, when you were planning this survey in advance and you're thinking, okay, it's going to be November 30th through December the 7th. And, you know, we'll be going into the holidays. I'll find some hope. And then, of course, Omicron is bannered across every headline during your survey.
Yes, that certainly must have put a damper on things. And what I would say is that on the hope side, we had very few people that were extremely hopeful. But we also didn't hit our all-time high for people that couldn't name anything. In previous surveys, one in 2016, for example, when we asked people what they were hopeful about, 4 in 10 couldn't name a single thing. So very few people said they were extremely hopeful. But most people could come up with something, and they might be a little hopeful, somewhat hopeful. And so I would say that basically the country is really worried, but cautiously optimistic. And it's possible for them to hold both of those ideas at the same time.
Eric Plutzer is director of polling for Penn State's McCourtney Institute for Democracy, speaking to us about the results of his new survey in collaboration with the APM Research Lab. It's called Mood of the Nation. APM Research Lab is part of the same company that produces this program, Marketplace. Dr. Plutzer, thank you.
It's been my pleasure, David.